Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Thursday said he's convinced the United States will be able to call Sweden and Finland NATO allies soon, and said other nations' concerns about the two nations joining the alliance are being addressed. Blinken spoke at a press briefing following meetings at the State Department with his Swedish and Finnish counterparts.
All 30 allies signed the accession protocols. 28 of the 30, of course, have ratified them. And we are working toward the additional ratifications, Turkey and Hungary.
Blinken said Finland and Sweden have been working with Turkey to address concerns and concrete steps have been taken. Finland and Sweden both asked to join NATO this year in the wake of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Longtime member Turkey refused to endorse their request until a number of demands were met, including taking a tougher stance against Kurdish militants and removing a ban on arms sales. Brittany Griner is free, but another American remains held in Russia. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Paul Whelan has been detained 4 years on spying charges. The Biden administration had hoped to bring him home with Griner.
Sadly, for totally illegitimate reasons, Russia is treating Paul's case differently than Brittany's.
The president says he'll keep working for Whelan's release. Now that her wife is free, Sherelle Griner says she's committed to the release of Whelan too.
Today my family is whole, but as you all are aware, there's so many other families who are not whole.
Whelan's brother says he's disappointed for his family, but so glad for Griner's release, and does not fault the U.S. for making the deal to free her. Sagar Magani, Washington.
More at our website.